This is saxophonist Dion Yates, and I am your host for Discover Jazz here on New Jazz City Radio. In the next hour, you'll be introduced to music from new and emerging artists in the world of smooth and contemporary jazz, as well as get reacquainted with some of your favorites. So sit back, get ready. It's time to Discover Jazz. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Discover Jazz. I'm your host, Dion Yates. This week, I think I'm going to get things started with a mellow vibe. The jazz genre encompasses so many different styles and feels, and smooth jazz, as the name suggests, has some of the smoothest, chill vibes around. We're going to kick things off with a good friend of mine, saxophonist Jakeem Joyner. Jakeem and I collaborated on two songs from my Quintastic EP, The Night and When We Meet Again. Not only is he a top-notch artist with two Billboard number one hits and five top 10 singles to his credit, Jakeem is also a very talented science fiction writer. His novel Zarya has a 5-star rating on Amazon and continues to receive great reviews. And to add to all that, he is a really great guy. So enough talk, let's set the mood. Here is saxophonist, producer, and writer Jakeem Joyner with the title track from his 2019 release, Touch.
Thank you.
That was Touch by Jakeem Joyner. And when it comes to creating smooth vibes, he certainly does have that touch. Next, I have a song from artist-producer Darren Ron. The Canadian-born saxophonist started his music career mostly behind the scenes in the mid-90s, producing and programming tracks for other artists. After releasing his debut solo album, Once in a Lifetime, he attracted the attention of bassist and NBA star Wayman Tisdale. This would be the beginning of a long friendship and collaboration between the two, which culminated in the release of Tisdale's 2004 number one Billboard single, Ain't No Stopping Us Now, which stayed at number one for 4 weeks and remained in the top 10 for an astonishing 8 months. Darren and Wayman continued to make music together for the next several years until Tisdale's untimely passing from cancer. Although Wayman is not with us anymore, his music still lives on, and Darren does a fine job of paying tribute to his friend with this touching selection from his Sonic Boom album entitled Losing You.
Thank you.
You're listening to Discover Jazz on the new Jazz City Radio. That was guitarist Marc Antoine with Romantico from his Laguna Beach release. I had the pleasure of performing with the Parisian-born guitarist in Chicago as part of the Smooth Chicago concert series. We were label mates at the time on Woodward Avenue Records, and we thought it'd be a good idea to do a show together. Mark is a consummate professional, and he really made me step up my game for that show. But we had a blast. Next, we have a song by a group of musicians whose career has spanned decades. I have to tell you a funny story about how I met one of the members of that group later on. But here is Spyro Gyra with Shinjuku. Thank you. That was flutist Kim Scott with the title track to her 2013 release, Rite of Passage. Kim is one of the first artists that I brought to Detroit for our live Discover Jazz concert series back in 2014. Since then, she has continued to make her mark on smooth jazz with her consistent performance presence and as the host of her own nationally syndicated two-hour radio show, Kim Scott's Block Party Radio. As a Discover Jazz alum, we are very proud of Kim and look forward to more great music from her. Now, earlier I mentioned a funny story about meeting one of the members of Spiral Gyra. Well, here it is. The year was 2012, and I was performing at the Berks Jazz Festival in Reading, Pennsylvania. Well, while I was on the stage, my wife was hanging out at the bar. As I got off the stage, I saw that my wife was having a conversation with two guys. One was jazz pianist extraordinaire David Benoit, and the other was Spiral Gyra bassist Scott Ambush. As I approached, I heard Scott ask my wife to hold his drink while he went on stage. And I walked up and delivered my favorite line from the movie The Five Heartbeats, "I gotta fight every night to prove my love." We all had a great big old laugh, and we've been friends ever since. And speaking of groups that have been together for a long time, we have a great group of guys from Columbus, Ohio, known as the Urban Jazz Coalition. I met these guys some years back on the Capital Jazz Super Cruise. They have been the go-to backing band on concerts and festivals with major jazz artists including Peter White, Nick Colione, Jeff Lorber, Paul Taylor, Chuck Loeb, Marion Meadows, Jeff Koshua, Kim Waters, and a ton of others. So keep it locked in. We'll be right back with more great music right here on Discover Jazz. You're listening to Discover Jazz on the new Jazz City Radio.